Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, November 15th, 2018. We have new roses. Megan's boyfriend, Jake, is in a hockey league, but apparently he is not going to practice. He's going to practice, air quotes. That's right. Our Celtics game that we went to last night got ruined before the game even began. The year of salt continues. And what happens when we gave some of Annie's casserole to some of our coworkers? Before we hear the audio of our coworkers talking about the green bean casserole that Annie made for all of us, I want to recap in case you missed it yesterday. Iron Chef Carson and Kennedy, if you will. I put together something for you, Kennedy.
All right. I don't hate it at all. Your onions are a little burned.
I don't really like green beans to begin with, but I like that.
It's mushy. It's really mushy.
I was thinking about this a lot and how I was going to respond.
Well, you can't think about it until you eat it.
If it was bad or if it was good, because I want to support you and I want you to do more of this. And I had faith in you. Until I tasted it, this is the worst green bean casserole I've ever had in my life. So Salt took the green bean casserole instead of walking around the office and getting some of our coworkers to taste it. We wanted Annie to help out with her mom. Mom does it every year where she cooks the big meal. Annie just goes to football game, throws back a few beers, and then comes home and enjoys good food.
That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
But you're 24 years old now. You have a college degree. You have a job. You should help out with the family.
Yeah, you've done all those things. Get in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know why the college degree helps you with green bean casserole,
really,
but whatever.
That,
you know.
So I feel like we're going backwards here.
I took it around to people. I put equal portions on a plate. I gave them their own shiny new forks.
Well, that
and
was darn nice.
I didn't tell them who made it, and I just, you know, walked up to people in the office and apologized. Dana, I have this thing that people say is edible in front of you. Describe what you see on the plate.
Green beans in a filmy substance.
That is an apt description. Okay, this is a brand new fork. Would you please try it and let us know all of your sensations and feelings as it's happening.
Okay. Anyone?
This one.
That one.
Hasn't been touched.
Okay. All right.
I noticed you did not grab a lot of it.
I'm hesitant. All right, so actually not bad. It's a little cold, but not bad. Yeah, tastes like green beans. And like a cream sauce kind of thing.
Now, if you found this on a Thanksgiving table, a big spread, would you actually go for it? Would you put some of this on your plate?
I do like green beans, so I might dabble.
What do you think the experience level of this chef is?
I mean, it looks pretty easy to make, so a novice. Green beans in a filmy substance.
I feel like you go in and say, this is awful, taste it.
No, I just hand them a
exactly
place
what
of,
you did.
Of green beans. I did not say, people
you
said it was
said
edible.
This thing that looks hardly edible.
No, I didn't say
yes,
hardly.
Yes, you did.
No, people say it's edible. That's what I said.
Ugh. All right, what is this next piece of audio?
This next one, this was just an engineer. I wanted to go across all the demographics of the radio station. And it happened, this guy used to be a cook. All right, I'm here with Nick, the engineer. Nick, we're going to do a blind taste test. How are you?
I'm doing well, but now I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know what this is.
Describe what you see on the plate in front of you.
It kind of looks like, well, it looks like green beans and looks like what my grandmother used to make, but it looks a little overcooked, not going to lie. Whoever made it, sorry.
Dig right in there. Just dig right in there. Nobody's touched that piece right there.
I mean, that makes me even more concerned. Am I the first one to try it? Am I going to die?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, boy. All right, so just go for it?
Yep.
All right. I used to cook when I was little, so I've been cooking since I was 6 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I used to work in a restaurant. So I can tell you exactly how this tastes. the texture is a little bit overcooked, like I said. Mm-hmm. But it's got good flavor, definitely a lot of salt. The onions are really nicely cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Very well sautéed.
Would you serve this at Thanksgiving?
If yeah, I would. Flavor-wise, yes. Texture-wise, I'm not sure.
How was the temperature?
I would prefer it hot.
I tried to heat it up. It wouldn't retain heat.
At this point, it's just kind of a cold blob.
It defies physics. I don't know what it was. I put it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
I think it just blocks any attempt to make it better presentation-wise. But the taste, did you make this?
I did not.
Who made it?
I don't want to tell you because I think you're going to think less of her.
I would give it a yes.
Annie Dow.
Annie Dow, I think less of you.
It was a lot of salt. I do remember when I took
you
I
know,
said that.
I think it said a pinch of salt. I might have just dumped the whole kosher bottle in there.
All right, last piece of audio. Who is this salt?
Last piece, I went up to Morgan, who's actually not even affiliated with our station at all. And I just wanted to get her opinion. She's
I'm
a vegetarian.
Here with Morgan. Morgan, we're doing a blind taste test today from a novice chef.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so this is your portion right here.
Okay.
Now, just tell me what you taste as you go through this little process here.
Okay. Well, it looks good.
Does it?
I mean, the beans might look a little bit soggy.
Leading the witness.
I don't know what this stuff is. Looks interesting. How's that? I'll rephrase. It's actually pretty good.
I love
okay.
her.
Okay. What
is it?
No, no. It's just oh typical God. Green bean casserole. Not trying to poison you.
Uh-huh. I think the beans could be a little bit firmer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take another taste test. Hold on.
Oh, you're going back for seconds.
Uh-oh. This is I'm going to be sick later, aren't I?
Yes.
If I went to somebody's house and they had this, I would think it was pretty good.
Okay, so the visual appeal wouldn't turn you off.
I mean, it did look weird, and I was wondering what was in it, but I mean, I guess I'll put anything in my mouth, won't I?
I'm going to end this interview right now, Morgan.
Thank you.
First of all, don't judge a book by its cover. I know I didn't. So
you got three yeses.
I'm going to be sick later, aren't I?
We got a text from Melissa. Aren't we trying to set Annie up with Dana's brother? Are we ruining this for
her?
Yeah,
that's really going to go well also. Thanks, guys.
The best part about this, Carson, yesterday I was sitting there and I'm going to buy the truck and I'm in the dealership and a woman comes up to me and she's the service manager there, Kate.
Right.
And she's like, "Are you salt?" I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Was it really that mushy?" Like she was listening this morning.
Kind of a cold blow.
You got South Shore coming for me now?
Yeah,
girl.
Green beans. In a filmy substance.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Celtics get to win last night over the Bulls, 111-82. It was a blowout. Also, it was a debacle as my wife and I sat down to watch the game last night.
Do tell.
Yeah, so a friend of ours.
Y'all can't go anywhere without it being a debacle.
A friend of ours had an extra pair of tickets, and he called me earlier in the week. He's like, "Hey, I have these extra tickets. Are you interested?" I was like, "Sure. How much do you want for them?" He's like, "No, they're yours for free."
What?
And
And they are on the 10th row.
I just want to be you for one day. Just once.
Alex Cora was sitting down in front of us for most of the game. It was kind of like in the corner facing down where all the wealthy people sit at the ends.
Did
right
you go
there.
Tell him how much you've supported him this entire season?
No, I wasn't allowed that close.
Sir.
Glad you didn't win Manager of the Year.
I wanted you out day one.
Let's see if you can do it again next year.
So we get down there and we like to be in our seats when the game starts. We're fans. We like to watch the game. Mm-hmm. Lana loves basketball. I love basketball. So we want to sit in our seats and watch the game. So we sit down. I grab a beer. She grabs a glass of wine, a plastic, you know, cup of wine.
Like you do.
And, you know, there's little cup holders right there. And we're sitting there and she sets her glass of wine in the cup holder. And then, you know, Johnny come latelys, game starting, you know, we're 2 minutes in now and people are coming in.
What a drama.
And so the two guys come, you know, shuffle, excuse me, sit down. The guy sits down, he takes his beer and he doesn't see that there is a glass of red wine in the cup holder that the one is right in front of my wife and throws his beer cup down into the cup of red wine.
You're supposed to go right. Always right.
Always go right. Thank you.
Never left. Your
this
drink
guy
is on
went,
the right.
Yeah.
Also, you're at a basketball game. Drink beer.
So anyway, he sloshes it down.
Maybe eat some popcorn.
Red wine everywhere. Okay.
Was he so sorry and apologetic and felt like an ass?
No, he wasn't.
I don't understand.
It's a basketball game.
And
what? So it's okay to get beer poured on you if you're at a basketball
No, you're just
game?
Gonna get your at a basketball game. You're not getting poured on you. It got spilt on you. That's what happens.
So that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could just say sorry, but I mean, it's not like this is not the end of the world.
So what you don't know is, remember last Christmas, Salt,
mm-hmm.
where you and I managed to find my wife these like special Adidas?
Oh, yeah, those like rose colored ones.
All white.
The white ones, rose and
yeah.
rose and rose.
You know, she said to me, she's like, "Hey, I want these Adidas." And they weren't expensive, they just sold out right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't find them anywhere in the country.
Limited.
And then Salt calls me one day, he's like, "Hey, I'm at this store and they have like one pair of these shoes. What size is your wife? Is she like a 7.5? I'm like, "As a matter of fact, she is." He's like, "I'll buy them for you." I'm like, "Awesome. Made my wife's Christmas." It was the one thing that she wanted and Salt found it for.
You're welcome.
She was wearing those last night.
Oh, no.
And the entire glass of red wine is now all over the pristine white sneakers.
Well, they call it rosé all day, right?
Right. And these sneakers, like, they look like she just got them yesterday. So now she's grumpy. She has red wine all over her. The Celtics are losing.
Did you say anything to the guy? Like, hey, champ. Or did you just sit there? Okay.
He didn't want to start a fight. He got nice seats. He's not picking up.
You're not going to punch a guy over shoes in public.
No, but I didn't say punch.
So
but just
Lance, it's not his place to say anything. Because
so, his wife.
Yeah, his wife can say something.
And
so she did, and she's like,
yeah.
Really? And he's like, and I kind of heard him mumbling. Mm-hmm. I think he said he was sorry. But I'm like, well, what are you going to do at this point? Well, she gets up and she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
She is gone. I don't think she came back until the end of the first quarter because she had to clean the mess off of her pants, off of her shoes. And she was grumpy at this point because...
Did she get more wine?
She did not get more wine.
Was she scared? Because her shoes were already ruined at this
point. I was surprised the guy didn't offer because he ruined... And I'm going to tell you, you know how much a little cup of red wine costs you at the game?
Like $50.
$12.
Yep.
$12 for a glass of wine. So... She comes back. Now, the two seats to the left of me are open.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm not sitting next to that guy. And I'm like, well, you have to. That's our seat. She's like, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to sit in this seat over here away from him until somebody comes in. And nobody came in. So it's obvious now this guy knows she doesn't want to sit next to him. So at halftime, when he got up to go and get another beer, mm-hmm. he kind of leaned over. He's like, I'm really sorry. Do you want me to buy you a glass of wine? She's like, no. That's all I wanted was an apology. like,
I would not mess with her. I really wouldn't.
Nope.
Sitting in no man's land. You're going to have to buy 4 tickets for a game every time
right?
now. A buffer seat so on each side.
I don't want to sit next to those people.
Right.
She's like, Carson, I want one seat on one side of me, and one seat behind me, one seat in front of me. Empty.
I just felt so bad for the pristine white sneakers, you know, that I bought for her, completely covered in red wine.
They're a year old. It's fine. She can get the new ones.
Yeah. No.
She can get the new ones.
No, they look brand new. The struggle is real.
Yeah, maybe don't wear your fanciest stuff to the garden.
No. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you go into the game, you gotta come.
Yeah, especially your shoes, Taylor. What everybody's gonna see.
You gotta look what? Your best Celtic shirt? I don't understand.
No,
it's not a dressy occasion.
People that do that, no. You wear wedges to like a football game? No. None of that. You wear your Chuck Taylors, you go in there, you get dirty, that's all you have to do. I just can't be bothered with these people.
Okay.
With these people.
What do you mean, these people, Annie?
Cats.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's Carson and Kennedy's World of Roses.
Megan is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Why do you want to do roses today? What's up with this relationship?
Okay. So my boyfriend plays hockey in a men's league.
Mm-hmm.
It's something he loves, and it's like one night a week they go play hockey, and they go get beers and, you know, just like guy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've never minded it because it gives me a night to myself, and he just comes home in a good mood and, you know, all that. But lately he started going like 3 nights a week. And he said he's joined this other league and they're in the playoffs. But every time I ask him, the story kind of seems to change. Like, I'm just super suspicious. I think he's not playing hockey. I think he's up to something else. And I'm not putting up with that if that's the case.
I have a buddy that is a goalie in a men's hockey league and he's a good goalie. And this happened to him. Like, you play on one team and you're good, and somebody else sees you, and they're like, hey, we need somebody
Maybe
for a
Maybe he's trying to go pro.
He's not that good.
I'm kidding. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you understand how this works, Megan. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offer up the dozen long-stand red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Be very quiet. Shelley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Jake?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, Jake. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
I'm sorry, you said roses?
I did. They're free.
Huh. Cool. That's actually awesome.
Okay.
I was about to send roses to my girl, actually. I think I kind of owe her a, an apology.
Oh, you do? All right. Well, let's get started there. Why don't you tell me what you want the card to say?
Let's have it say, I'm sorry I've spent so much time away. Yeah. Yeah, that'll that'll shut her up.
What do you mean that'll shut her up? Are you kidding me?
Going so good.
Hello?
Megan, hang on. Jake?
Yes?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. This is something called War of the Roses. And obviously, that's your girlfriend, Megan.
Hi, Jake.
Hey. okay. What's going on, though? I don't get it.
You're on the radio. You just said you wanted her to shut up.
Yeah, but not like, I didn't mean it like that. It was just, I don't know, I was kind of spending a lot of time at practice, and I wanted to know she was sorry. I didn't mean like, I didn't.
Yeah, mean. Yeah. So Jake, about that practice, you have practice tonight, right?
Yeah, so?
Well, your hockey bag's in the closet, where it's been for the past week. And you had two alleged practices since then. So you want to explain that, Gretzky?
Hat trick.
Right those legs there.
Five hole.
Megan, you forgot to tell us that part of the story.
Which I appreciate, because this was way better.
You left out a little detail. You had an ace in your pocket there.
You were so right.
I knew it. I knew he was up to something.
Wow.
God.
Thanks for letting us help, because that was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. Any of you guys want a pair of size 12 skates? Hardly used.
I'm going to get your email after this. We're going to hang up on you, okay?
Megan, I love you. Yeah. Go live your best life, girl.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. Bye, Megan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.